When a friend or a loved one or a colleague is suffering from anxiety, it can be hard to know how to help them, what to say. It can be really frustrating because their anxiety may appear to have no logic to it whatsoever, or it seems incredibly exaggerated. It's common to think, well, what the hell are you thinking about that for? It's not that big a deal, or it doesn't bother me, it's easy. Or we can think, oh, they're just being drama queens, making it worse for themselves, going on and on about it. I've also often heard that anxious behaviour can be dismissed as attention seeking, which I understand, but why do people seek attention if they aren't trying to tell you something? It's important not to dismiss someone's anxiety, despite how trivial or unrealistic it seems to you. Our brains are all wired differently based on our genetics, our life experiences, and our perceptions. This means we all think differently and react differently. Even within the same family, we have had different experiences and different perceptions of those experiences. We also know that those who have had more adversity in life are at a higher risk of experiencing anxiety and not knowing how to manage it. Now, sometimes an anxiety may be linked to something far deeper psychologically. So whilst it seems a small issue, it might be connected to a larger issue, or it might be something that triggers the memory of a traumatic event. It's all about what we are equipped to cope with. Now, as a pianist and a singer, I grew up performing in front of other people. It doesn't faze me. But for someone not accustomed to it, it can be a major cause of anxiety and fear. Anxiety is a personal experience. One person may have grown up in a quite protected but critical environment, so they become anxious about the possibility of any criticism. For someone else, it's not a big deal. And it doesn't mean that a person's anxiety shouldn't be heard. Sometimes we also dismiss other people's anxiety because we don't know how to fix it, so we ignore it, particularly if it's someone close to us. When it's someone close to us, we may think we've contributed to it, and therefore it makes it difficult for us to hear. I remember when my daughter talked about her anxiety, I found it really hard initially because as a parent, I felt guilty that I had contributed to it. Now, as a mental health expert, I should have been a perfect parent, but it's not true and it's irrelevant, really. In order to help her recovery, I had to hear what she was saying, no matter how painful that was for me. It wasn't about me, it was about her. And so all this is leading to me telling you that the first thing you can do to support someone suffering with anxiety is to actively listen to what they are telling you. Acknowledge what they are saying to you. Don't dismiss it. Accept what they're saying is their truth. And this is true for so many mental health issues. It is so important that what we're feeling is acknowledged and not dismissed. Very often when we listen for pauses when we can give our opinion. And with anxiety, it's usually, oh, don't worry about it. Or, oh, it could be worse. It doesn't help us to hear that somebody has it worse. And it certainly doesn't make anyone feel better when we say, don't worry about it. In all the research that I've seen and read, no one has ever said, don't worry about it, made me feel better. Now, in order to be able to listen to other people and have an empathic response, we have to have good mental well-being ourselves, which is why your own mental well-being has to take priority. Empathizing and sympathizing with others is more challenging when you're stressed yourself. Believe me, I know on a Friday night, I have zero sympathy. We start to think, well, it's just ridiculous. I haven't got any patience for that. Just stop it. It's a lot easier to be sympathetic and empathetic when you're feeling fairly well adjusted. So try to recognize when you're not feeling that you can be massively supportive to someone else. You don't have to ignore them, but you can say, I'm really struggling at the moment. Can we chat about it later? So what do you do then? You've listened to them and you acknowledge them and you've acknowledged how they're feeling. Then what you need to do is ask, how can I help you? What can I do for you? It's likely that the overwhelming anxiety is linked to lower self-esteem. Anxiety is reduced when you have a belief that there will be a successful outcome or you will be able to deal with it or be okay. So think about supporting self-esteem and that they will be able to deal with it and they will be okay. If someone is suffering from anxiety and they are talking about the cause of the anxiety, there are a few questions you can ask them to help them rationalize their thoughts. Remember, you don't have to fix the problem or offer a solution. Just ask them questions to try and change their thought process. What is it that they're exactly worried about and what is their fear? And then ask them, how many times has what you're worried about come true? And they'll know straight away. And usually it's very rarely come true. And then say, how many times has your fear not come true? And usually, most of the time. So that you can say, you've got a really good success rate of it not happening. And you can get in a negative mindset where you only remember where it went wrong. So remind them of all the times it went right. And then say to them, what will you do if it does come true? Because very often with the anxiety, we're like, oh my God, I don't know, I haven't thought that. We just have this initial panic. Oh my God, this is going to happen. And I go, actually, if it does come true, what will you do? And you'll be okay. Catastrophization makes anxiety worse. So help them rationalize the catastrophization to look at actually how likely is that to be true. And you're going to have to do this time and time again, because it is something that they have to keep practicing over and over. They've been practicing the catastrophization and they need to keep practicing the new thing. So be prepared. I've already said this to you once. You may have to say it again and again. Help them rationalize their thoughts. Be prepared for that. Now, sometimes anxiety can lead to panic attacks, which can be frightening to witness as well as experience. It can happen without obvious reason, and it can have physical symptoms. So if you are with someone who is having a panic attack, remain calm. Whilst it is a horrible experience, it isn't life-threatening. Let them know you are there for them. Encourage them to breathe slowly and reassure them it will pass. Now, breathing into a paper bag is not helpful and not recommended. Speak in short sentences. You will get through this. What can I get you? You're doing really well. Perhaps distract with a conversation about something completely different, a program you saw on telly or something funny that happened. And then don't be afraid to signpost to professional help. Find out what is available locally through your employer, through your doctor, through the NHS. Balanced people, bring them our way. The aim is for them to take steps to manage their anxiety. Not manage their anxiety by getting somebody else to make all their decisions and plans for them. So be careful with that. Set boundaries and don't let them become over-dependent on you. If you live with someone with overwhelming anxiety, take breaks. Have me time. Talk to people how you feel. Don't feel guilty for being frustrated with a loved one. It is perfectly normal. You are entitled to your emotions. Now, ultimately, you can only provide support and understanding. You cannot force the person to change. You can't help them if they're not ready to be helped. Try not to be judgmental. We are all different and have different coping mechanisms. And make sure that you being supportive doesn't become pressurizing, as that can make the anxiety worse. Thank you for listening, and remember, you're amazing.